Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Andrew Schau. Police have arrested a 19-year-old man from Geelong West as they continue their investigations into an alleged Shepparton home invasion last year. He's expected to be charged on summons over the incident, in which police allege he and four others entered the home and assaulted two male occupants, one of whom is still in hospital. Police are hoping for any information on the other suspects. If you have any information, best to contact Crime Stoppers. Put on more V-line services, that's the message to the Victorian government from public transport groups. The Premier has promised to cut V-line fares, but the Public Transport Users Association says that'll mean increased demand and the system won't cope. The group's Ben Lever says the priority is more services, not cheaper fares.
To make sure that there's enough room for people to be able to get on the trains and have a seat, particularly if they're travelling very, very long distances, as is the case for some of the network.
Victoria's recorded another 3,056 new COVID infections over the past week. Meantime, another 70 deaths were recorded across the state. 144 have been hospitalised. Victorian schools need hundreds of extra teachers and the school year has only just started. There's currently a shortage of around 700 teachers affecting state, private and Catholic schools. Country areas are particularly badly affected and the Education Union's Meredith Peace says regional schools have been understaffed and under-resourced for some time.
They often struggle to get the staff that they need and they have to make difficult decisions about the programs they can offer as a consequence of that.
And Currumburra's Carinya Lodge is still waiting on their insurance claim to be processed after a garbage truck damaged their brand new front entrance area. The aged care facility damage came to around $130,000. Looking at some sport, and we've entered day two of the TPS Murray River tournament today. Local Cobram Baruga player Steffi Vogel is currently tied for ninth alongside a number of other players, including South Korea's Min A Yoon. It's Queenslander Justice Bozio in first spot though.